Prologue. The greatest blessing in life is that from its mysteries arise the dynamic forces of youth. Hardship is the way to happiness. Decay and dissolution do not spell doom, but rather herald a new dawn. Amidst the chaos of daily life, these powerful forces of creation are at work in the stillness. The youth are more alive today than ever. They believe. About what? That's what the fight is about. Out of this conflict, new forms of existence wrestle up toward the light. Youth is always voracious before old age. The will to create, to live, and to build burns hot and bright in hearts filled with optimism for the future. Millions painfully wait for this day, in the attics of the tenements, in day laborers' shacks, and in migrant camps full of hunger, cold, and mental anguish. The hope and symbols of a new era are formed. Faith, struggle, and work are the virtues that unite today's German youth in their Faustian drive to create. We are gradually coming together. The spirit of resurrection, the shedding of the ego, the movement toward the other, toward the brother, toward the people, serves as a bridge connecting us. We await the day that will bring the thunderous winds. At that moment, we will have the courage to pull our will together to act for the fatherland. We want life, and we will win life. Michael's diary is a monument of German fervor and devotion, intended to both distress and console. In its quiet, modest mirror are reflected all the forces that shape us young men from thought today into action tomorrow. That is why Michael's life and death is more than chance and blind fate. It is a sign of the times and a symbol of the future. Devoting one's life to work and sacrificing it for the good of our people's future is the most noble and comforting thing one can do on this earth. Dr. Joseph Goebbels.